is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
There is God, we thank you now for holding us in the palm of your hand. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, your power, your love. Lord, we thank you now. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Lord, we love you so much. And we're thankful that we're in your presence, in your house. We thank you, oh God, that we are able to praise you, give you glory, celebrate your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask now that you cleanse us of all sin and iniquity, unrighteousness that's in us. Lord, we've made some mistakes, and we beg your pardon, ask your forgiveness, God, that you will have mercy upon us. Now, God, I ask for preaching power, that you will stand up in this, your preacher. Speak however you want to speak, Holy Spirit. We're listening. Speak, Lord. Your son is listening. Speak, Lord. Your people are listening. We give you glory for increase even now. Whatever need that may be in this place, we bless you even now. Thank you, Lord. Now may the word of my mouth meditate in my heart. Settle in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all across the room, the church said amen. If you're glad to be in church this morning, why don't you give God a praise? Come on, give God, I'm glad I'm here, praise. Give God, I'm glad you spared my life, praise. That you've taken care of me, praise. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. To all of our ministers here in the pulpit, in the pew, to all of our officers, members, deacons, our leaders, and to all of you, my father's children, it's just good to be here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad to be in church this morning. Is anybody else glad just to be in church this morning? To be in the house of the Lord? My goodness. I am so thankful to God. Through all the mistakes, ups and downs, the Lord has spared our lives. Yet again, allowed us to assemble in his house. Amen. So good to see you this morning. I pray you're glad to be seen. I'm going to try one more time. Are you glad to be in church this morning? Come on, act like you're happy to be here. Come up in here and not smile. Been here an hour, ain't smiled yet, some of y'all. You ought to be ashamed of y'all self. Y'all got all pretty and handsome just to sit there and frown. My goodness. Amen. There was a word from the Lord that we've been assigned to share. I solicit your prayers. Lord, help your boy. Today there's a word from the Lord, the gospel according to St. Luke chapter 14. I want to piggyback from where we shared on the third Sunday of last month. No more excuses from verses 15 to 24. Today we want to look at verse 25 and feel the following with that 14th chapter of the gospel according to St. Luke, the great physician. St. Luke chapter 14. Those pages sound good, turning. When you find it, say amen. If you hadn't found it, don't say nothing yet. We ask that those who are physically able will stand with us for reading of God's word. St. Luke chapter 14, commencing at verse number 25. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation of the Holy Writ, and still God's word, yet and still. Are we there? And the word of God reads thusly. A large crowd was following Jesus. He turned around and said to them, "If you want to be my disciple, you must, by comparison, hate everyone else. Your father, your mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Yes, even your own life." Now, your Bible should have some red on it. That's the Lord saying that. That ain't Ham saying that. All right. Otherwise, you can't be my disciple. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who began construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money. And then everyone would laugh at you. They would say, there's the person who started that building and couldn't afford to finish it. It's still bleeding red. That's Jesus, that ain't me. Verse 31, or what king would go to war against another king without first sitting down with his counselors to discuss whether his army of 10,000 could defeat 20,000 soldiers marching against him? And if he can't, he will send a delegation to discuss terms of peace while the enemy is still far away. So you cannot become my disciple without giving up everything you own. Lord, we through there, ain't we? Verse 34, salt is good for seasoning. But if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. On your way to your seat, will you look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's going to cost you something. Find you another neighbor and say, neighbor, it's going to cost you something. Give God praise. He's getting ready to tell us on today. Blessed are those who read and apply God's holy word. It's going to cost you something. Amen, beloved of God, we've got to investigate today with the Holy Spirit's help, Holy Spirit's guidance, and our attention. We've got to investigate some stuff concerning our walk with God. I believe if we were to poll this house, most of us would say that we love the Lord. We would say that we appreciate everything that he does for us. We're thankful for his many abundant blessings and his mercy and all that he has afforded all of us every day of our life. You woke up this morning, not because of an alarm clock, because he raised you. He gave you breath for another day. He has provided for us all week long. He has opened doors for us that we don't know he's opened. He has fed us when we are hungry. He's clothed us when we're naked. He has put people in our lives to be a blessing to us. He has healed many of our infirmities, and he has just been an awesome God. And one of the issues we have this morning, because I said all that, and some of y'all ain't say amen, which lets me know just how good God is, because God done got so good to us, we don't even ask him. We just assume he's going to do it. We don't thank him for breath. We don't thank him for another day. We don't thank him for this chance to come into his house. If you knew how many people wish they could come to God's house this morning and wish they were in your seat, wish they were in your pew, who wish they had a chance to lift their hands, that, you know, it may be hot, but at least you can feel it. Some people ain't got nothing. Some people don't have a roof over their head. Some people don't have a place to go. And some of you and I are so blessed that we almost spoil rotten. And we going to heaven anyhow. We love God anyhow. We've gotten, y'all, in our generation, the age that we're in, we've gotten, because God's been so good, we've grown bad. Lord, y'all, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm afraid of God not being God. My greatest fear is that God would decide not to be God for me. I don't know what I would do if God decided he would not be God. I wonder what would happen if God decided not to put sun up in the sky and let it balance. I'd be afraid if God wouldn't put the moon up to give us light at nighttime. I'd be afraid, y'all, of knowing what would happen if we were just 2 or 3 degrees to the right or left in the atmosphere. What would happen to us? And so much that you and I take for granted. And here we are today. Here we are in God's house on the first Sunday. On first Sunday in February, we've given him 31 days of 2020 vision. I'm seeing everything clear now, because I got 2020. It's the year 2020. I see stuff clear. And most of us, by the 15th, we're right back to business as usual. And we've got to deal with us. Y'all all right if I just talk today? I really don't have a hoop in me. I don't bleed. Today, I just got to minister to the people of God today. God is calling for more out of us. Amen, brother. And I have to serve you notice on today, because I know you're frustrated with that statement, because you feel like I'm here today. How much more would God want out of me? Because I chose not to go to the mall. I decided to cook Super Bowl stuff after church. So he ought to be glad that I'm in church this morning. I could have been somewhere else. He ought to be glad that I'm here. Y'all ought to be glad. Hello, God, I'm here. I done showed up and I'm here. You ought to be impressed with me. I've got on my Sunday's best. I'm here on first Sunday. That's pastoral's best. That's Lord's Supper Sunday. That's communion Sunday. I'm here. You ought to be happy now. And we're here to, and we're disgruntled. We done sang and we done all this singing and praising God, and then we went right back down to, okay, now let's move on to the next phase of this, and I'm ready to go and get my sacrament. I'm ready to pay my tithes, and I'm finna get out of here. Because I done and met my religious requirement for the week, and some of us, tell the truth, for the month. I'm here. I done done it. Some of us, can I pastor for a minute? Can I talk to us as a people? I know I'm on the radio, but some of us are so hit or miss. Some of us, it's just how I feel, and it's how I feel like going to church, and I don't feel like going to church. And I feel like being involved. I don't feel like being involved. You had the same job last year, and you got the same off days, but now these off days, you don't feel like going to church. You just decide you go have some you time. You go spend time with your kids. It's income tax season. You finna take them all to Lincoln Park at the beach, and y'all finna sit there and have a picnic, and y'all go skating. You go to jump around them trampoline town and fly off the walls because you want to spend some quality time with your children. Yeah, you ain't always got to be a church. Because it's people in the church who ain't right. Everybody in the church ain't saved. Everybody in the church ain't holy. Everybody there, they got problems too. Some of them, at least I ain't hiding mine. And I ain't finna go in there and play with God. I ain't gonna be going to church pretending like I'm all that, like I'm holier than thou. I know I do my thing. That's why I don't come to church, because I don't play with God. Y'all keep going to church all the time, and y'all ain't no better than me. Y'all playing with God. I don't have to be there that much. That don't make me no Christian, because I don't have to be in worship. I got a TV. I've got Joyce Meyer. I've got T.D. Jakes. I can listen on the radio. Can I just talk? I can listen on the radio. What does God want out of me? What more do God want? Last year, I was fishing. Today, I'm here. God better be glad I showed up. I know I gave the preacher my right hand, but he's just a man too. You know, we'll make them any better than me? I don't have to give God, because God wants me to have a life too. I got to have balance. Oh, boy, I'm working already. I got to have balance. I can't just, you know, just tear down the church doors all the time. I got an app. I got Google. I can research this stuff. I'm woke. And all this that I was taught as a child ain't really true. Y'all up in that church worshiping some white man God, some Eurocentric God. He gave y'all this religion on the slave ship. Y'all ain't woke like me. Sleep, showing up, giving all your money to a church. I ain't finna be paying for no pastor's house, and be putting my money, and all of them got suits, and we ain't got nothing. I know I'm a deacon, but I'm grown. I know I'm a preacher. I don't feel like ministering. I know that I told them I'd be there Tuesday. I don't want to go. I got children. I had them same children when I made the commitment. God keep asking us for more. We've given God every excuse we can give him. And God still don't stop calling for you. Amen. It would be easy on us. Can I tell the truth about us? Yeah. It'd be easy on us if God would punish us for our laziness. Amen. That'd be the easy way for God to punish us for our slothfulness. But you done messed around, and he done blessed you more.
and you sorry, and you lazy, and know you should be doing better. Now you living in shame. Because good as God been to you, you know you could give him more. You came to the altar, and you asked God to open up a door for you to get a job. God provided a job. You don't come back and tell him, Lord, thank you for the job you gave me. You use what he gave you as a reason not to come to him. You ask God for financial increase. Now you too busy balling. He keep asking us for more. He don't leave you alone. And we gotta deal with something real quick. If y'all give me just a few moments. We got to deal with the difference between salvation and discipleship. Because many of us think that our lives is based on just getting saved. And then being a disciple means I got to do something extra. That's not biblical. When you become truly saved, he's already your Lord, and you already are committed to him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. But we keep trying to figure out, how can I just get in that water and get baptized and I ain't ever got to come back? And he'll never require anything else out of me. I just came because I don't want to go down there. And I got to tell us something today, y'all. I got to tell us something. That God didn't save you to keep you from hell. God saved you to help get somebody else from hell. He saved you so you keep your mama from hell. He saved you to keep your child from hell. He came to keep your boss from hell. You ain't get saved just for you to act like you all right. That God saved you with a purpose. And there are people assigned to you. And we got to discover today the difference between salvation and discipleship. Salvation, brothers and sisters, is coming to the cross and trusting Jesus. That's salvation. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. We all right with it. He died. Didn't he die? He slept in the borrowed grave. But he stayed there all night Friday. Say that all day Saturday, all night Saturday, but early, right? Early. Sunday morning, he got up. Didn't he get up with all power in his hand? And 50 days later, he ascended to the Father, and the Holy Ghost came down upon all believers. And we got saved. Salvation is coming to the cross and trusting Jesus, saying that I believe in my heart that he's Jesus, that God raised him from the dead. I believe it and I confessed it. But discipleship, y'all ready? I'm going to get in trouble. Salvation, I'm going to try again. Salvation is coming to the cross and trusting Jesus. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I trust him to do stuff for me. But now, discipleship is him trusting you to do stuff for him. Salvation is you coming to the cross and trusting Jesus. Discipleship, I'm finna get in trouble. Discipleship is you carrying a cross and following him. Y'all missed it. I'm gonna try one more time. Salvation is you coming to the cross and trusting Jesus. But discipleship is you carrying a cross and following Jesus. I love God so much right now. And why some of us done shut down? Because the true word, mathetes, disciple, is a follower. I can't follow if I don't move. When you play a game called follow the leader, the leader, part of the game is the leader got to move. Otherwise, ain't nobody to follow. How you call yourself saved and you don't do nothing? How you belong to God and you can't say amen? How you belong to God and you don't care about nobody but you? How you belong to God and you ain't never got a kind word for nobody? How you belong to God and you causing more mess than message? How you belong to God and you a divider and not a blesser? How you belong to God and you killing progress instead of making progress? How? Because if you are a Mathetes disciple, it's a learner and follower. It is the picture of today what an apprentice would be. You know what an apprentice is? It's someone who sits under someone who knows and gets on the job training. They learn how to do by watching the one who's certified, by watching the one who does know. They don't always just sit in the classroom. They start taking part and start doing what they done seen their teacher do. Their teacher show them how to do, and they follow the lead of their teacher, and they start doing the stuff. No wonder he says, greater works than me shall you do. But we can't do it if we don't ever follow it. Why are we still trying to get you to go visit sick? Why we still got to wait till we got to tell you to go see about somebody? Why somebody got to give you a position to go and give money to the hungry? Why we got to tell you and give you a title for you to go and help some young person? Why we got to give you a title? Why we got to put up for your own hands before you go and try to be a blessing to some brother or sister? Why we got to give you a title? Why we got to tell you, we got to assign you to go and care? No. And so Jesus, in chapter 14 of Luke, you know, I told you a couple weeks ago, we talked about the great banquet that he was inviting. All them folk had these excuses for why they couldn't come. I got things to do. I done bought my oxen. I got to go work. I bought my land. I got to go take care of my land. Well, I just got married. I need to go spend time with Bae. And so Jesus, so the king say, go get folk who don't know no better and bring them in. Go bring folks who don't know no better but to love me. Go to the highways and byways. Go get folk who ain't been to church and bless them. I bet they'll eat. But in verse 25, we got a problem. Because these Gentiles then got to the banquet hall and then got full. They done got full because they eating other people's food. They know they didn't earn it, so they scared to leave because they don't think they're going to get no more. Now they become like stray dogs. You know how you feed a dog, stray dog, and they start keep coming back to your house. That's how some of us do God. Only reason we come back to the house because we hungry. There's some people right here on first Sunday of February. I ain't going to look at you. I'm going to close my eyes and preach this point because some of us can show up because we hungry. We need a job. I need him to bail me out. I got a bill. I got more month than I got money. I got problems. I'm hurting. I got a doctor visit. I got to get to church because I'm hungry for something. And as soon as he feed me, I'm done. And so verse 25 says, Jesus said it was a lot of folk following him. I'm not talking about right now. I'm just saying in verse 25, it's a crowd. And everybody in the crowd ain't there for Jesus. Some folk in the crowd because of what Jesus can provide. I'm not saying that's going on right now. I'm not saying it's going on in radio land. All I'm saying to you is in chapter 14, verse 25, it's folk just following Jesus and don't even know his name. They just know people eating, hanging with this dude. Boy, I'm finna get in a world of trouble. Some folk, boy, y'all got to stop me. Y'all told y'all, tell me, shut up. Listen to me. Some folk here now because you know we feed. You know that if you need a bill paid, we're going to do our best to try to help you. You know we got an outreach center, and you can get as many clothes as you want to get. And we got some con artists in the crowd who I need to show my face at least once or twice so they won't be saying nothing about how I'm going to, they don't even know nothing about me, and I'm going to come try to get this stuff. So you're showing your face, and you're going to make your move in the next couple weeks. You're casing the joint right now. Preach, black man. You're casing the joint. You up to something. Because you brought a Bible we ain't seen before. You got your brand new tie with the books of the Bible on it. Because you want to show that you're pious and devout. Mac, the fix is in. Let me show up once or twice. Because I know they feed. Don't care nothing about Jesus, but this dude is giving free meals. I don't really care about him. I don't care about his heart. I want his hand. Because I heard by the barrel, if a man named Jesus, who would just give you stuff. You ain't got to be a Jew. He'll just give you something. Pookie, you can't see? The dude Jesus, he'll hit you in the eye. And you start seeing again. Shaquisha, you having trouble with woman trouble? It's a man named Jesus. You ain't got to just touch his robe. And girl, you're going to feel so much better. You hang with this man they call Jesus. Because the word is out that he'll take care of you and ain't going to ask nothing out of you. And somehow, some way, verse 25, Jesus started looking around. Would you look at this here? I don't know half the folk that's following me, and the other half don't know me that's following me. Can you see him? You know what it's like to have tag-alongs. Folks who want to tell you how to drive ain't putting even five on gas. Anybody ever had a tag-along experience? You ain't finna tell me where to stop and who to pick up, and you barely got a seat. Oh, that's a different sermon. Can you drop me off by the store? I can drop you off here. But can you take me to Walmart? Way out to Walmart? What you need from Walmart? I saw there's a sale on apples. Brookshire's got apples. And it's in walking distance from where you live. Tom and Jerry. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me. And Jesus looks. He looks at this crowd who just walking. Jesus turned around. Jesus said, good googly goo. Look at all these folk. So Jesus said, look here. He messed them up. If you want to be my disciple, you want to really follow me like y'all claim you're doing, it's going to cost you something. They wasn't counting on him giving no teaching. They just came for the stuff. You ever, can I prove that? You ever try to help somebody and you give them the word and they tell you, I don't want no sermon? Don't be preaching to me. You want to be with me, you got to be my disciple, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you. Y'all with me? It's going to cost you. If you really want to be what God says, it's going to cost you. That you can't always be in the receiving line, you got to be in the serving line. Lord have mercy, I'm in trouble. And so he it's three questions that we gotta answer. And I'm out your hair. I'm in enough trouble as is. Now, they got upset when Jesus started teaching. He didn't say he wasn't gonna take care of them. He just said, he with me, it's gonna cost you. He never said, I wouldn't go feed you, I wouldn't go give you this stuff, but because you don't want nobody to require nothing out of you, you gave up too soon. Because you want to be full and not be accountable. You want to be blessed but not be a blessing. And true blessings, y'all, is when you're able to be a blessing. You get your true blessings from blessing others. But some of us are so used to being in the begging line that we don't even know how to be a blessing to somebody else. And the Lord teaches a principle here, because takers don't know how to do anything else but take. So God is teaching us that we got to put a limitation on giving. Because all takers go do is take. Now, receivers are going to be transmitters later. Receiver is like a radio. I get the message, and now I'm giving the message. Lord have mercy. I'm getting it. It's like a circular flow. I'm getting it so I can carry it on. I'm not getting it so I can store up my storage. Y'all with me? I'm teaching principles today, okay? So we got to answer three questions. We got to look at three areas. Number one, if you can be a stone, can God build with you? Can you be a stone? Can God build with you? Can you be a soldier? Can God go to battle with you? And then thirdly, can I be salt? Can God make stuff better with you? We got to look at those three areas. And so he gives this parable. He teaches these disciples. Now, these folk who just begging, who just long for the ride, they don't want to hear this. There's a few folk in here right now who just don't want to hear it. But they don't stop him from saying it. He says, like a man who is building a tower. He wants to build a tower to be a lookout, to be a defense against the enemy. He wants to, but it's got to be made of stone. But he can't just say, I'm going to build this tower and I ain't counted the cost. Then he goes further and he says, it's like this king, okay, likewise, who decides he wants to go to war with another king. But he don't know really what he got. And he don't know if what he got is what he need to go against what he got to go deal with. So before he go and declare war, he better know who he got to declare war with. Before he go send a message, because he might need to go send a message, I don't want none of that. Because the people he might be with go get his head tagged. You ever took scary folk with you who said they got your back, but they didn't mean 50 feet back? Look QC back there. And then you got salt. He talks about salt losing its flavor. And if it loses its flavor, what good is salt? Because it's meant to give flavor, it's meant to be a preservative, it's meant to be a cleansing aid. So if you don't do what it's designed to do, what good is it? Now, that's how you look at it topically. And we often look at ourselves as, I'm trying to do stuff with folk. You the stone, right? So I need to have folk with me. I need to make sure I prepare myself for what I'm going to do, finish my project, right? I need to have before I try to complete a project, I need to know what I got. Y'all okay with that, right? And if I'm going to be a soldier, I need to know who ride or die with me before I go and then die and never ride, right? Y'all with me? All right, but now, that's not what Jesus is saying here. What Jesus is saying, can I help you? Jesus is saying, I'm building the tower. My desire is to make you stones. Can I build a tower that bless Winfield with you? I have plans for Winfield. I got plans for Milltown. I got plans for TNG. I got plans for Main Street. I got plans for Moss Street. I got plans for Maple. I got plans for Calvin and Dodson. And I got stones that I want to put a part of the project. But when it's time for me to have my stones there, my stones can't show up. I want to build with you, but I can't find you.
Okay, okay. All right, take out your Bible. Take out your Bible. Ham just be making up Bible. Ham ought to be shame, ain't giving the Bible. Okay, let's do this. Verse 28. Don't begin until you count the cost. Jesus has given vision, but provision won't get in its place. Am I teaching it? It ain't nothing wrong with vision. Instead of what God has provided, we either won't go get or we won't be it. The best ability you can have is availability. There are gifts that God has given you to be a blessing to the kingdom, but you rather hustle and not trust that your ministry will bless you. I was talking last night. Lord done set me up. I was talking last night, and I know I'm on air, okay? And I'm not saying that this is Holy Ghost headquarters, because the good Lord above knows that ain't true. But let me say this. There is Zion Restaurant in here. There is Zion Academy in here. There is Zion Hair Salon / Barbershop in here. There is Zion Business Center in here. But our minds say, I'm not going to build towers for the kingdom. I'm building towers for my own family wealth. I'm going to build my tower for Facebook to brag. Because if I'm going to be a stone for the kingdom, I've got to align myself with what God wants. And not what I want. I might have to be stacked with a stone I can't stand. I got a problem with you. And I know God has given us a gift that will connect. I know God has given me hamburger. He gave you fry. And I won't make a meal because I can't stand you. And the project is waiting on the burger and fry to come together. And stones are a part of a tower, but they themselves are not a tower. Stones have got to be organized so that the watchman can get higher and prepare and protect the house. But the watchman can't get high because stones keep tripping him. Because stones can't get in their place, he keeps losing his footing to get high and see what's coming. Because stones want to slip behind mess. Stones want to slip behind gossip. Stones want to slip behind, that's my position. Stones want to slip behind, you can't tell me what to do. Stones want to slip behind, you ain't over me. And you've forgotten that you are one stone that's going to build something great and is going to keep the children protected, going to keep our community better, that's going to make life better, that's going to be able to be a blessing to those who are coming down after us. And so we need to be a part of the process. And I don't want over a lot of y'all's head because y'all don't think like that. Many of us don't think like that. We don't think like that. That God gave me this gift. What can I do for the kingdom with what God has given me? All these great chefs. We got certified teachers. We've got certified hairdressers. I mean, got the paperwork. I ain't talking about in no kitchen.
on the stove. I'm talking about know how to really fry, die, and lay it to the side. We got professional people in this ministry. And when you ask most of us, come together, let's work on this. Because I already know it's going to be something, so I ain't even going to do that. Because me and them don't gel. We don't mesh. Stones ain't supposed to mesh. They supposed to build together. I'm sorry, y'all. But no, I ain't. No, I ain't. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I will not apologize for preaching the gospel. I ain't sorry. Because we've got to get a tower built. We got to build the house of God. God gave us a vision 15 years ago to be a blessing to our community. It's not about tithing. It's about being together. Wait a minute, before you clap too hard. It ain't about you giving an offering, it's about you being an offering. Why would you charge your church an arm and a leg? Trust that your church will take care of you because you're professional, but why would you rob your own church? And they get mad when we go somewhere else. Preach, African American male. If I ain't never preached, I'm preaching right now. Somebody ought to say amen. If you got one in you. If you don't, I brought my own. Can God build with us? Don't look at me. Don't look at somebody else. Don't look at their problem. Look at yourself. And what God has given you, are you using it for the upbuilding of his kingdom? Or are you doing it for your own selfish motives? You sit back with the ability and sabotage and watch it die just so you can come tell us, I told you so. I told y'all what you could have done. But y'all ain't asked me. Why we gotta ask you? This is your tower. You're connected to this. Why we gotta ask you to do something that God has gifted you to do? Why we gotta beg you? Why we gotta send a purchase order out for you? Why I gotta go send Morgan Ray Perry to get you a warrant to bring you to do something for your own church? But then, on the flip side, you look at stuff that don't challenge you, you want to build there. You want to have a church without congregation. And a church with followers and don't have Christ as the head is a cult. You organizing yourself and got your little clique of people, but Jesus ain't in the center of it. You're the center of it, Jim Jones. That's a cult. That ain't no church. Because you won't subject yourself to order and won't be disciplined and won't connect with people that you need to forgive. Your plans will not work till you get in line with what God has set for his people. Somebody say amen. Can you be a stone? He says. Jesus says, I got plans. I want to build with you, but I can't find you. You're getting mad by something. We didn't know you were sick, and we didn't come see you. We didn't know. We just supposed to guess. Every day, I'm supposed to just sit in this, at this altar, I guess. Every day at high noon. Me and Lassie got to try to figure out, what is it, girl? Who is it? Where's it coming from? Who's sick? Who's going through? Because they're not going to tell me. Who is it? They didn't catch attitude. We don't see you for 6 months. Then when the church comes and check on you, we fine. We don't need nothing. We're supposed to be building a tower, not building walls.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, this is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak. It's 301 AD, Armenia. 14 years in prison has left Gregory pale and gaunt, but more committed to Christ than ever. The king has grown bitter and mad because even though he has had many Christians tortured and killed, the gospel continues to spread. Despite all warnings, Gregory insists on a private audience with the king. After a scuffle and a long silence, the two men emerge from the king's chambers as friends. Armenia becomes the first country to legalize Christianity. The king's family is baptized, and the bold prisoner earns the name Gregory the Illuminator.
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
You can come. everything will work out fine. Just have faith when you pray. Just